people should be aware of the even challenges that is systemic in the law, because it requires that the state itself should be equipped with varying capacity of towing and recovery trucks, which at the moment we don't have, and therefore the state depends on commercial service towing and recovery providers, and they also don't have much capacity in most of our jurisdiction and our arterial roads where their services may be needed on time or at all, and therefore it's a challenge that confronts us, and we'll continue to manage it as and when they come, either to deploy personnel to as be at the scene to direct and control if they need be, and resort to other means of removing such dangerous things, either calling on road contractors to use their air moving machines or lumbering contractors to get their graders, among others, to support us to remove such vehicles. And we also want to warn the motorists that when you leave your vehicle in a dangerous position, we will come and remove it and then surcharge you to pay and then prepare you for court as well.
DSP, that is the point I was going to move to, that the law requires that anybody whose car breaks down the road and he fails to inform the police, that person, if taken to court, is liable for 250 penalty units or 12 months in prison or both. What prevents you from enforcing this law?
I'm saying that is we do. Nothing has changed. It's not that we have stopped enforcing our law. It's just that the law is not adequate to solve the problem, because going to court alone will not prevent vehicle crashing into a disabled vehicle on our highway. That you are going to court, but you don't have capacity to remove. The court may order, but if the vehicle is not there to remove, the danger and the risk is still there. And there's a reason why maybe the parliament thought that this thing should come. So for us, we will not hesitate to proceed to court. However,
no, DSP, the point is that you don't take people to court for leaving their cars on the road.
I'm telling you that we do. Among other enforcement we do is that when you leave your vehicle in a dangerous position, we take most of them to court. Again, there are so many vehicles that through other strategies being clamped and being towed and recovered and impounded. But what you're saying is that the issue also has to do with prevention, and that going to court alone, I said, is not the solution.
That was the head of Education, Research and Training Units of the MTTD, DSP Alexander Obeng.
Now, the chairman of the Committed Drivers Association, Charles Danso, says it is welcome news that government has decided to suspend the mandatory towing levy policy. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Danso said there are laws which mandate the police to ensure that broken down vehicles are moved from the road, and therefore government must resource the police MTTD to carry out its mandate. He also cautioned drivers to ensure that their cars are in good condition.
First of all, we thank the government and you, the media, as well for reversing this implementation of the mandatory compulsory towing fee levy. We thank the government because most of the times when we speak up like this and the government sees what is in it and then reverse it, that means the government is a listening government. We thank the government for that for us.
But then the major problem has to do with towing of broken down vehicles. Everybody agrees that leaving broken down vehicles on the road contributes significantly to accidents on the road. How do you reckon that that problem should be solved?
You see, as we, the Ghana Committed Drivers Association, we agree that, yes, whenever a car is being broken down on the road, it must be towed off. And it is the duty of the police and the assembly people to do that job. It's their duty to remove those cars. In fact, the law says whenever your car breaks down, first you have to call the police. So if the law says you have to call the police, what are you calling them for? It is their duty to do that. And they have let everybody forget about that. It's the duty of the police to do that work. And possibly they want to levy all drivers and cars in this country. It's not done anywhere.
Mr. Danso, you are drivers. If your car breaks down on the road, you don't call the police. You try to call mechanic to come and repair the cars on the road.
You see, not all the cars who repairs their cars on the road. It's some of the cars. So it is the duty of the police to do that work. If you get to know that the car is on the road, you have to tow it, or you have to call a towing vehicle to tow it to some place so that you take money from that car.
That was the chairman of the Committed Drivers Association, Charles Danso, talking to Bubu Klino.